Lent,
Week 4, Monday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God of thy pity unto us, thy children, bend down thy ear in thine own loving kindness, and all thy people's prayers and vows ascending, hear we beseech thee. Look down in mercy from thy seat of glory, pour on our souls the radiance of thy presence, drive from our weary hearts the shades of darkness, lightening our footsteps. Free us from sin by might of thy great loving, cleanse thou the sordid, loose the fettered spirit, spare every sinner, raise with thine own right hand all who are fallen. Glory to God the Father, everlasting, glory for ever to the sole begotten, with whom thy Holy Spirit through the ages reigneth co-equal. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Psalm 135. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures for ever. Who alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures for ever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures for ever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures for ever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures for ever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures for ever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Psalm 135 continued. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arm outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendour he slew, for his love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. God planned to bring all things together under Christ when the fullness of time had come. A Canticle from Ephesians 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us, in all wisdom and insight, the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God planned to bring all things together under Christ when the fullness of time had come. A reading from Romans chapter 12. My brothers, I implore you by God's mercy to offer your very selves to him, a living sacrifice dedicated and fit for his acceptance, the worship offered by mind and heart. Adapt yourselves no longer to the pattern of this present world, but let your minds be remade and your whole nature thus transformed. Then you will be able to discern the will of God and to know what is good, acceptable, and perfect. Responsory: I said, Lord, have mercy on me. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. The Father knew that that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, Your Son will live, and he and all his household believed. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Father knew that that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, Your Son will live, and he and all his household believed. Intercessions. Let us praise God, the Father, who hears the prayers of his children and grants what they ask. Lord, have mercy on your people. Lord, on Sinai, you gave the law to Moses and completed it through Christ. Write your law in the hearts of all, that we may be faithful to your covenant. Lord, have mercy on your people. Help us to create a community where people care for one another. Let us work together for the good of all. Lord, have mercy on your people. Strengthen missionaries when their courage fails. Send them helpers to gather in your harvest. Lord, have mercy on your people. May children grow in grace. May the young advance in your love. Lord, have mercy on your people. Remember our brothers and sisters who rest in your peace. Make them sharers of eternal life. Lord, have mercy on your people. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, you give the world new life by mysteries which are beyond our grasp. May your church not be deprived of earthly help while she makes progress by the strength of these eternal gifts. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.